Welcome back to the show that we like to call Community Connection, like the announcer guy just said a few minutes ago. Bill Davis, your host, always pleased to see you every single Saturday. We are here noon to one with different folks in the community doing great things. We'd like to tell you about businesses as well. Wait a minute. What are you doing here?
Somebody left the door unlocked.
Phil George.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm confused. Phil George is the host of the Aging Hour.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock.
You betcha.
On KGMI.
Right.
It's not 1 o'clock.
No, it's not.
So what the heck are you doing
here? Well, last time I got here, they changed the locks on me.
Ah.
And so I figured I wanted to get here a little bit early. So if I had to, I could, kind of try to jimmy the door open.
Why don't you just go to HR and get a fob like everybody else? You know?
Because whenever I ask for a fob, they just look at me and they go, who are you?
What? Yeah, he goes in and says, can I have a fob? And you hear crickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like that. Actually, I'm joshing with Phil. He's here a little bit early today because 1 week from today, something very special going to be happening. I know that you go out into the public and you speak to the public, different nonprofit groups and things like that. But occasionally you hold seminars with Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Tell you what.
Yeah.
For those who are joining us for the first time in this hour, they may not know about you and Safe Harbor Legal Solutions.
Yeah.
I know.
Sure.
Everybody should. But tell me where Safe Harbor Legal Solutions came from.
So Safe Harbor Legal Solutions, I'm an elder law attorney and up here in Bellingham. My law firm is called Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. And so every Saturday and Sunday, we have a radio show we do at 1 o'clock called The Aging Hour, where we talk about everything that has to do with aging. Mm-hmm. And so what we do at these seminars is we really go out and just kind of educate people. We talk to people about how to prepare themselves for retirement. We talk about how to set up their estate plan so that they can avoid becoming a burden on their family, so they can avoid running out of money due to uncovered long-term care costs or taxes, or so how they can help make sure that their kids just don't start fighting like cats and dogs when a parent passes away or when both parents pass away. Mm-hmm. And I think that the big mistake that a lot of people kind of make is that they think that this all happens automatically, right? Mm-hmm. Like that when a parent passes away or when both parents pass away, all of a sudden the family comes together and everybody's kind of kumbaya-ing. And
ain't so, McGee.
It ain't so at all. And you have to really be kind of purposeful in your planning. And so that's what we do. We go out and we talk to all these different places. Sometimes I'm even invited and welcome. So we're actually going to be in Linden, a place that is very, very welcoming.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a week from today,
next
right?
Next Saturday, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll be there at 11 a.m. That should give me enough time to get back here and to try to get that lock open.
If you get in your car and you speed down the Hannigan, you'll probably be, because I think there are fewer officers waiting for you there rather than the guide.
Now they're all going to be waiting for me.
Yeah, I know, they're going to be waiting for you. Where is it going to be in Linden?
So we're going to be at the Inn at Linden. Uh-huh. That's right there on, is that Front Street?
Is it Front or Fifth Street?
Fifth Street is the cross street. I think it's the corner of Front and Fifth.
Okay, gotcha.
I think. But at 11 a.m., we're going to be there in Linden next Saturday, the 27th, 11 a.m. And I would recommend that you just you reach out and you reserve yourself a seat, because these things they're going like the proverbial hotcakes right now. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So best way to do that is you can either go to my website, safeharborlegal.com, all one word, safeharborlegal.com, or you can call us at 360-746-7169. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. You go out there, you learn a whole lot about estate planning. I stick around so you can ask all your questions. And you might learn something new. You might, if you've been kind of sitting on the fence about whether or not you should create an estate plan, or you want to build an estate plan, but you just don't know exactly what those steps are that you might need to take, this is a really, really good way to just kind of introduce yourself to the topic and get some good ideas.
Do you ever get out to the islands for these things?
I do. Yeah. I do. I see what you did there.
I have a script.
Uh-huh.
I'm following the script.
Ah.
It says something's coming up at Friday Harbor,
yes,
which is why I said, do you ever get to the islands, Phil?
You're good at this.
I know. I'm trying hard. Yeah.
So yes, on May 6th, so a mere like 9 days after we're in London.
That's not a weekend. That's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Monday. Right, Monday the 6th of May at 1 p.m. We are going to be at the Mullis Community Center. I don't know if anybody, a lot of people have been to Friday Harbor.
Well,
but
Friday
Mullis
Harbor
is
might
the,
know where they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the big senior center, community center over there. Mm-hmm. It's a great facility. They're wonderful folks. And the same thing. We're going to have a good conversation with people, give them a great education about how to plan for retirement, how to think about retirement a little bit differently, how to set themselves up so they're not going to be a burden on their spouse or their kids. And much like Lyndon, we've always had just a really great response in Friday Harbor. So I'm looking forward to both of these events.
You're going to come back that day? You're going to spend the night? You're going to be on island time for a little while?
Yeah, I'm going to be on island. So my wife's birthday is on the 4th of May.
Ah.
My birthday is on the 7th of May.
Are you going to make it? Are you going to do like a weekend?
I think
like
that we
early?
Might. I think that we
Sweet.
Might. Yeah, we might head over after the show on Saturday and then stick around and stay there Monday night and come back on Tuesday.
Lots of good places to stay. Lots of great restaurants as well.
Absolutely.
Now, are you driving over? Obviously, you can't drive over.
Right.
You got to take the ferry.
Sure.
But are you taking your car? Or are you going to do like what Lisa and I like to go over and, you know, like
walk
bikes?
Over.
Yeah. Just do the walk. Are you going to take the car?
Taking the car because we're taking the kids.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They wouldn't like.
No. Well, the one's only 9 months old right now.
Sure.
So she's, you know, she has trouble keeping up.
Right. Gotcha. You know, sometimes we just go over there and watch the ferries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's
just a beautiful
there. It's a very,
place.
Well, you're on island time. You're relaxed and all that.
Absolutely.
And again, that's Monday the 6th.
Monday
it's going to be 1
6th.
O'clock. Where is it again?
The Mullis Community Center.
Okay.
So it's the senior center over there.
And then a few days, about 9 days before that, which is coming up a week from today,
exactly
you're going to be at the Inn in Lyndon.
The Inn at Lyndon, just right there off of Front Street. And we'll be there at 11 a.m. so that I'll have enough time to get back here to the radio show. And again, the best way to reserve your seat for these, and you'd be wise to reserve your seat for these, is to go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com, or call 360-746-7169. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's you know, we have a good time with the educational portion of it. We have a good time with the question and answers. Even sometimes just coming and listening to the different questions that people have can be a pretty good experience for somebody. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, go to Phil's website, safeharborlegal.com, and sign up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Go grab a cup of coffee or a little bit of lunch.
Yeah.
And can I possibly interest you in coming back at 1 o'clock for your regular show, The Aging Hour?
As long as they don't change these darn locks on me again, yes, I will be back
be
here.
Be very careful when you leave, because like I said, you don't have a fob, but you can bang on the door and I'll come out and let you in, okay?
You got it.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
See ya.
That is Phil George, SafeHarborLegalSolutions.com. We'll continue with Community Connection here in just a moment on KGMI.